On our last broadcast, I began the message entitled, Getting Ahead of God. And we examined a case of impatience in the life of Abimelech. But there are three more lessons that we can learn from the life of Abimelech. So open your Bibles to Judges chapter 9, and we'll take a look in the book.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where the pastor is Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will be bringing a series of messages out of the book of Judges. So get close to your radio and listen now as Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. takes a look in the book.
When he had reigned 3 years over Israel, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem, and the men of Shechem dealt treacherous with Abimelech, that the cruelty done to the 70 sons of Jerubbaal might come, and their blood be laid upon Abimelech their brother, which slew them upon the men of Shechem, which aided him in killing of his brethren. And the men of Shechem set liars in wait for him at the top of the mountain, and they robbed all that came along that way by them, and it was told to Abimelech. Notice now, this man, he became king. He was an inherit to be king. And notice, after 3 years, the Bible lets us know that God sent judgment. See, you may can get something, but will you be able to enjoy it? See, if you get it the wrong way, then you're not going to be able to enjoy it. This man got it the wrong way, and now he can't enjoy it. As a matter of fact, them same ones that helped him to be king, now they happen to destroy his kingdom. God is going to use them to tear his kingdom down. And you know that God is tearing his kingdom down when he starts messing with the money. See, when God starts messing with somebody's money, then God is tearing the kingdom down. See, you can be king, but you ain't gonna enjoy being no king without having some money. See, these men of Shechem, everybody that was going to town, they start robbing them. Everybody that was going there to give Abimelech some money to pay some taxes, because you got to have some taxes. See, in order for a government to work in these three things, it's got to have money, it's got to have money, and it's got to have more money. When God start messing with a government money, that's a sign that God is bringing judgment on that government. When God start messing with Wall Street, let me bring it on down to you, then you know that God is bringing judgment on that government. When God even start messing with Main Street, that's where we live, God is bringing judgment on that government. And so now this man, Abimelech, ain't getting the money that he once had, and now a civil war is getting ready to start. But we'll read about that on next week. But God is bringing his kingdom down. Do you see that? God is tearing his kingdom down. Because when God starts messing with your money, then you can't go where you want to go. You can't do what you want to do. You can't even eat what you want to eat. You can't drink what you want to drink. You can't live like you want to live. You can't watch what you want to watch. You can't have the entertainment that you want to have, because God is messing with your money. He turned the kingdom down. What can we learn from this story? Let me give you three takeaway points, and then we'll be done. First takeaway point, there is a danger of rejecting God. There's a danger of rejecting God. When they voted to elect Abimelech as their king, they rejected God. Why is that? Because God was already their king. I think God put Judges chapter 9 in here to be an illustration to us of what happens when a nation rejects God. And when a nation rejects God, they reject it in one of two ways. Either they get way ahead of God, or they lag way behind God. But either way, God ain't in the thought pattern of that nation. That nation have rejected God. And listen, when you reject God and tell God to get out, then you open the door for the devil, and the devil come in. See, if you don't want God, the alternative to God is the devil. So if you tell God, I ain't ready for you, God, you just told the devil, come on, devil, I'm ready for you. Because you have rejected God. And listen, don't think that any nation, any group of people can have a happy life when you reject God. Don't think that you're going to have a good life when you reject God. See, when I just look at my little lifetime, the last 50 years here in America, America has been rejecting God. See, we told God that, God, we don't want you in our schoolhouse no more. Get out of our schoolhouse. We don't want you down here in our courthouse. Get out of our courthouse. We don't want you in our government buildings. Get out of our government buildings. We can manage our own affairs without you. Get out of our jailhouses. Get out of even our house. Get out of even the church house today. God is not even welcome in some church houses today. And see, you can't tell God to take a hike and expect to have a good life without God. See, one of the reasons that we got a lot of killing going on and all kind of crazy stuff today is because our nation have rejected God. Because our nation done rejected God in the schoolhouse, we got killing in the schoolhouse. Our nation done rejected God in the courthouse, we got killing in the courthouse. Our nation done rejected God in the jailhouse, we got killing in the jailhouse. Our churches done rejected God in the church house, now we got killing in the church house. Our own houses done rejected God, now we got killing in our own houses because we done rejected God. Now Jesus said it would be that way. He said in the last days, you're going to have mamas against daughters. You're going to have fathers against sons. You're going to have brothers against brothers. You're going to have sisters against sisters. All because that group of people have rejected God. We can't even go now and watch the race there in Boston without bombs going off. Why is that? That's a sign that our nation have rejected God. We used to start every athletic event by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God. But we don't want to be under God. Even though the First Amendment talks about freedom of religion, we don't want no freedom of religion. We want freedom from religion. Get out of here, God. And as a result, we got killing everywhere. That's a sign that we're a nation that done rejected God. It's dangerous then to reject God. Second thing, it takes courage to stand for God. It takes courage to stand for God. Jotham made a courageous stand when he went and told the people that they had messed up when they elected the wrong man to office. He says, listen, y'all should have been stayed with the one who made the trees rather than going and getting a bramble bush. You done rejected God. Now, that took some courage for him to go and stand on Abimelech territory to make a stand even all by himself. But if our nation is going to turn around, ladies and gentlemen, we got to have some men just like Jotham. We got to make some stands for God. See, the problem with our world today, we say that we believe in God, but we're not standing for God. You know, I was listening to the sports, and it came out and made the news about this NBA player that came out the closet. He was getting ready to get married to a beautiful woman. And she said, I didn't know he was like that. Came out of the closet that he's gay now. And do you know, rather than folks saying that, that's wrong, brother. That ain't nothing to be proud of. That ain't nothing to get on the internet about. Do you know the president of the NBA said, thumbs up, that's okay. Even the president of the United States said, hey, all right, that's okay. Even the NFL commissioner said, let me remind everybody of our discrimination policy. You can't discriminate against the gay. In other words, he came out right then and was letting everybody know, that's thumbs up over him. But you know what NFL stands for? Not for long. That's what it stands for. You can't sin and think that you're going to make it on easy street. No, no, when you sin like that, it won't be for long that God is going to bring judgment on the land. And do you know the thing about it? All the NBA players, the stars, Dwayne Wade and all of them came out, started tweaking and everything. That, oh, good thing, good job, come on out. They was happy. The NFL players got on board with it. All these athletes got on board with it. Everybody seemed like that was okay for him to be gay. But what I was listening for, I was waiting on one of our religious leaders. That's what I was waiting on. I was waiting on one of our religious leaders to stand up and say, no, it ain't okay to be gay. But the thing that disturbed me was not that this guy came out and everybody else came out to support him. The thing that disturbed me was the silence from the church. The thing that disturbed me is who's speaking for God. It seemed like nobody wanted to take a stand for God. And do you know why? It's because our pulpits are weak. I was talking this week to a man, and he was telling me about there was a preacher at a mega church that was giving the young preacher's advice on how to preach. And he said, now, if you really want to preach and get a good crowd, he says, I never say the Bible says. He said, at my church, I never say. Now, this guy got one of the top 10 largest churches in America. He said, but I never say at my church, the Bible says. He said, because over half the people, if I say that, over half the people leave my church. So I have to figure out another way to say what the Bible say. When I heard that, I was disturbed. I could see you saying it's kind of hard for me to say the Bible say on my job. But you ain't got no business being scared to say the Bible say in the church. You ought to be able to say, the Bible said, right there in church. I said, you know, in my church, we ever have a fallout, and I hope we never do have a fallout, and you ask me to leave, it will hurt my feelings. But I would go on and pack up my lit Bible, and I would go stand out there on the street corner, and I would preach the Bible. See, you can ask me to leave the church, but I ain't leaving this Bible. I'm going to preach this Bible. Matter of fact, if I could have just talked with that preacher and talked with that class, I would have showed him how to really preach the Bible. I would have told him, first thing you do, go over there and talk with your minister, music, and let him know to play songs about Jesus every Sunday. Have the songs full of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Then make sure you got plenty of Bibles there in the pews that the people can read the Bible along with the sermon. And then make sure you got a Holy Communion table there that they will know it's all about Jesus' sacrifice and not about our sacrifice. And then have a cross there behind you there so folks can see what Jesus really done for your own Calvary's cross. And then go find you the biggest black Bible that you can find. Get up there in the pulpit and talk to the people from the Bible and say, the Bible said, the Bible said, the Bible said, the Bible said, the Bible said. And instruct the ushers to hold the door open. Keep the door open. Because I know I'm going to offend some folks when I start saying, the Bible said, the Bible said, the Bible said. But that same door that let them come in, it's the same door that they can use to go on out. But before they go out, make sure you tell them where they're getting ready to go. Because anybody that don't believe in the Bible, you ain't going to heaven when you die. You're going straight to hell. Yeah. And so let them go. And then once they go, tell the ushers to close the door. And let's have church. Everybody praise the Lord. You can praise the Lord now, because them devils done got out of him. You can praise the Lord. Now listen. You may not have a mega church, but neither you got a mega mess. You may not have no big crowd, but you don't need no big crowd to have no church. Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll be right there. Won't he be right there? He'll be right there. It takes courage. Stand for God. Last thing, wait on the Lord. Because God is in control. Amen. Wait on the Lord. Because God is in control. Look right here in the text, verse number 23. The Bible says, then God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. Notice it says, then God sent an evil spirit. Now, is the only Bible to say, then God sent? Did your Bible say, then the devil sent an evil spirit? Look like it ought to say, the devil sent an evil spirit. No. See, we give the devil too much credit. The devil ain't running nothing. God is running things. God sent an evil spirit between Abimelech and the men of Shechem. God sent that. And God brought about this civil war using an evil spirit. See, everything is at God's disposal. whether it's good or whether it's bad, it's at God's disposal. See, you know what the devil is? The devil is God's mad dog. And what God will do, God will open up the gate and let his mad dog out. But he got him on a long leash. And just like he can let him out, he can yank on him and bring him on back in. See, God is in control. Even though Gideon was dead, God wasn't dead. God was still in control. He didn't have to be in a hurry and try to go and elect a king. God was in control. Just like God called up Deborah and God had raised up Gideon, God was going to call and raise up the next judge. God was in control. He didn't have to be in a hurry and appoint himself. God was in control. All he needed to do was just wait on the Lord. How many of you know that that's all we need to do is wait on the Lord? Regardless of what you got going on in your life, just wait on the Lord. Why? Because God is in control. But you say, Mama done died. Wait on the Lord. God is still in control. Daddy done died. Wait on the Lord. God is in control. Sister, brother done died. Wait on the Lord. God is in control. Regardless who done died, God is still alive. God is in control. You just need to wait on him. And regardless what you see happening in your life, wait on the Lord. God is in control. Even though they may be killing each other there at the schoolhouse, God ain't lost control of this world. God is still in control. They may be killing each other down at the courthouse, but God is in control. They're killing at the church house. God is in control. They're killing at the jailhouse. God is in control. They're killing at your house, but God is in control. All you need to do is just wait on the Lord, because God is in control. That's why the man said, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he will strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord, because God is in control. And just like God sent an evil spirit, God can send a good spirit, because God is in control. Just like God can send something bad, God can send something good, because God is in control. Just like God can raise up a person, God can snatch a person down, because God is in control. I know what I'm talking about. When our world fell into sin, God reached over and called his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and said, Jesus, go down there and redeem man. Whatever is happening in your life today, God is in control. That's why the songwriter said, Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out. Lord, help me to hold out until my change come. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Just tell him to help you to hold out until your change come. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this lesson. Help us to hold out until our change come. In Jesus' name.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.